from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Dak and Jerry have been talking on these tennis courts. We have takeaways from those and quotes from those to get to. But it is time now for the long-awaited and preempted Krusty's Corner. It is brought to you every day at 3:40 by Dallas College. Your future begins here. And here he is, the man who has watched the most Cowboys practice, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that very, very much. And also thanks to Dallas College for being on board with me here. I'm going to have to say I am going to miss you guys. I'm going
to
miss you guys.
Will you really? Yeah, will you really? Don't want to say it. You have to.
It's kind of like Mike Zimmer talking about Mozzie. I'm going to miss you
guys.
Yeah,
okay.
But no, I mean,
it's a must-lie situation, huh?
I can't say I'm going to miss you guys too much, because going out eating with you guys, it's just like massive amounts of food. And I'm going to be kind of glad you're gone.
You're not pressured. You're the one that directed us to the China King buffet last night. That was a you decision.
You
we all pack
us
in the car. We think we're going to like maybe dance around at the collection and figure out where we want to eat. And Broaddus goes, China King buffet. Choppy, here's the address. Get me there in 10 minutes. It's time for me to tear it up.
Not to mention whatever burrito it looked like you were eating this morning.
Yeah, the burrito was excellent with the old El Paso chili enchilada.
They did a nice job down there.
Yeah.
So are you suggesting we're being a bad influence on you? You're now
I'm just saying that you guys have picked some really good places to eat. I just eat massive amounts of food when I go with you guys,
Fair. And
I got to stop.
Yeah.
So now I'm living over here. I don't know if they're going to feed me. I really don't.
It'll probably be good for you.
It might. No, I'm serious. The next 21 days might be a good cleanse.
Get you a little water fast.
Yeah, I might have
you
to do.
You love being in that hotel over there, though, don't you?
I do.
So much better.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna miss the Toll House cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
Those were good.
I might have to drive down there just to pick one up.
I'd swing through the local grocer, dude, and just stock your room in here with a bunch of Toll House ice
cream. I think I'm gonna go with bag salads and stuff like that, because literally I made the decision about the buffet last night because I got tired of nobody making a decision. I just got mad. I just said, you know what? Everybody likes the buffet. Let's go. Chief, you liked the buffet. You had two, maybe three massive plates last night.
It was three.
There you go.
You weren't feeling at your top peak level.
No,
you were
sick. I was
sick
last night. I did not feel good last night.
Yeah,
I got sent to the back of the Explorer, and I get car sick now. I don't know.
Remember, in Vegas, he got car sick?
I do remember that.
Dude, yeah. Ruben pulled the alpha move. Ruben goes straight to the front seat.
He did.
And then he's got Eric, myself, and Brian. All three big dudes. Like, hey,
it was pretty impressive.
Shove your ass.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
It was impressive.
Yeah, I'll be riding shoddy here, and then I was sick. Usually, you're sick walking out of the China buffet.
Yeah,
I was sick walking in and out.
Yeah. Well, I thank
Stress
you guys
the out too.
You guys are great teammates, and I thank you for a great week. I really do appreciate
Cheers,
you guys.
That's awesome,
and I promise you, I'll make you proud here this time I'm here.
I know you will.
Have some fun. All right, Chief, I'm going to start with you. I got some questions about this because you guys are packing up and taking the circus back to Texas. Is there a position group on this team that you now feel better about?
Yeah, yeah. We touched on this a little bit earlier. I think there's a couple of position groups. I would say it's the pass catchers and it's the linebackers. The pass catchers and the linebackers. And I would even say, like, the secondary. I thought we were going to see more coverage busts with how much Zimmer's throwing at them with the
right.
disguises and pre-snap and movement and corners are switching alignments and linebackers are moving around and safeties. You don't know where they're going to be. And inevitably, there's mistakes involved with that. But I haven't seen many of those either.
Right.
So, by and large...
I like what you're saying here.
I think my biggest question still remains, like, can you run the football? Otherwise,
yeah.
everything has been answered, like... You're better than I thought you were.
Yeah, the depth at receiver certainly has been something that I wasn't expecting to see. I was nervous without CeeDee Lamb out here, but I think Tolbert and Brooks have both been really good. Cooks
sure.
has shown up. But to have a guy like T. Billy Johnson who's stepping up and is making plays, and then the linebacker group is night and day, and we kind of had a feeling it would be because they certainly threw resources at it this offseason. But a guy like Damone Clark looks like a completely different player.
It's crazy how different this linebacker group looks. They really didn't even... Last year it was like, okay, we're going to play big dime, and we really don't want to do anything with linebackers. No, it's Clark, it's Leighton Vander Esch, and here we go kind of thing. This looks like a completely different group out here, Dawson.
Oh, and Overshown gives you some top side to be excited about, some real potential. Yeah, I think linebacker is a big improvement. Wide receiver, I'll be surprised if a lot of these guys can really play.
Yeah.
You know how it is in training camp. You get extra time. You can't hit the quarterback. You know, play should be dead. And there's the wide receiver like 5 seconds later down the field. But anyway, I feel good about Tolbert. Feel real good about Tolbert.
I like that. Yeah.
Finally got a chance to look at him. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's got his confidence and his, you know.
Yeah.
I think it just took him a while.
How about this one, Wooly Bully? Is there a rookie you really like? And you did a lot of evaluation.
Yeah.
You did over 200 players. You know this draft really, really well. Is there a rookie that really stood out for you?
Kalen Carson. Yeah, the Kalen Carson, I think, could be a borderline. He might start games for you this year.
Mm.
I mean, I really think that he is a guy that Al Harris clearly likes a lot.
Mm.
And the depth, especially without Diggs out on the practice field, was a question for me, right? You got Lewis, who's played well. You know Deron Bland's a bona fide stud. Who else behind them with Wright, Eric Scott Jr., Carson? Carson's looked fantastic.
Chief, is there a rookie that's kind of caught your eye?
Man, I'll tell you, it's Tyler Guyton. I thought we were going to see a lot more growing pains, just kind of the rawness of him. But this dude looks, I mean, he physically looks the part. And then the way he was able to compete versus Micah the other day in those pass rush sets, I mean, my goodness, dude, that was eye-opening for me because that's usually the time where you really get your welcome to the NFL. I mean, you're talking about maybe the best pass rusher in football. Hey, left tackle, one-on-one on an island. Don't embarrass yourself. And he didn't just not embarrass himself. He actually came to play.
And the upside there is just insane. You know, I mean, legitimately, that's the thing to get excited about. If you find a left tackle who's a plus athlete, plus size and everything, that's awesome. I just like how Nealon's a dog. You know?
Yeah, Nealon's been brilliant.
Okay, here you go. And who's our sponsor, our window sponsor that we do?
Best Buy Windows and Siding.
The Confidential. Are they the Confidential?
Yep, they're Confessionals.
Yeah. Confessional.
Best Buy Windows
Confessional
and
for Brian brought us earlier. It's Marshawn Nealon.
Yeah.
It is absolutely Marshawn Nealon because I had a vision of him at Western Michigan. And it was a good vision. It wasn't the right vision. It wasn't the right vision of what he potentially could be. I just thought he was kind of a big, lumbering kind of an edge. Not really sure that he could be an athletic edge.
I thought he'd kind of have to kick inside to get pass rush from
him. I kind of felt like too,
like Golston.
Yeah, I felt like that was going to be. But Dawson, I like what you're saying there about him. He's a guy that I was. You know, him, Lewifau. You know, you watch them kind of.
I mean, Brian, last year, look, their first two picks still might not end up being good. Schoonmaker's hurt again. He went to the tent today.
Yeah, I saw that.
But this year, it seems like they've bounced back with a strong class. We got to wait and see what happens in game. But you mentioned their first round pick, Guyton, Nealon. I'm mentioning a day three pick in Carson. Lewifau has looked really good. Seems like this year's draft class, they bounced back.
Dawson, I got this question for you. It's one of my last ones as I'll let you go here. Did you like what Brian Schottenheimer was saying about the offense yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Or are you going to call cap on anything?
Oh, man. You know, I feel like when it comes to running the ball, like, they really don't have a good chance at it. And him talking about it, you know, optimistically at all, I think is the point where, like, the credibility starts to break down from a coaching perspective. But those are things you got to say.
How about you, Chieftain?
Yeah, I enjoyed what he had to say about the motion and stuff, not being stagnant. Seems like they're up with the times there on what needs to be done in order to be successful offensively in today's sport. So that was encouraging. You saw plenty of it towards the end of last season, but for him to say that and be super serious about it, I thought that was good. Dak running, I think, is good. But yes, the rushing attack, Walchuk asked him about the run game, and he's really only mentioning inside zone, outside zone. I would love to have more nuance, more diversity to the rushing attack, because I think the best teams in the sport have that. Yeah, they're not just an outside zone team or just an inside zone team. They got five different ways they can beat you, and whatever you do defensively, we have a counter for it, because we can perform all these different ways to run at you. And unfortunately, I don't know that the Cowboys are there right now.
I mean, I enjoyed listening to him. I mean, talking football, I feel like we could sit there and nerd out and talk for hours with him, right? He's emotional. He's energetic. But I'm just jaded when it comes to this offense. It completely evolved 7 weeks into the season.
Mm-hmm.
How many times were we talking this time last year? We loved their red zone work. We saw nothing of it the first month of the season.
Right.
So a lot of this stuff I got to see to believe in the regular season when it comes to the offense and wrinkles and motion and any type of difference in the run game.
I'd like to see. What I really liked him talking about was lots of different formations but running the same running play.
Yeah.
You know, that if you could find a way, because that to me is you're going to hang your hat on something. Whether it's the outside zone, inside, whatever you're doing. But if you find something that's really good, and I remember from me growing up and watching the Washington at the time, the Redskins run counter Trey, and it was nobody could stop counter Trey on the edge, but it came out of a bunch of different formations.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise of it never changed.
So I like maybe, that, too. I feel like, teams have been doing that for decades.
Yeah, find a way to have something you could say, you know what, if we have to get 4 yards, we could do it this way. But we're going to do it out of a different look.
Yeah, we got 5, 10 different ways to present it.
Yeah. Not the fact we have to line up and hope that Zeke gets 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a way to get Hunter Lipke or get somebody moving like we've seen a lot of times there with San Francisco, people like that.
But this, to me, is where you need a GM to be like, why is nobody copying what Brian Schottenheimer is doing, right? Why are analytic articles not being written about, like, hey, look what Schottenheimer is doing, or look what he brought to the league in week four that everybody copied and got this many more yards per attempt because of it? That's not happening. That's where you need your GM to be like, wow, we need the coach who's like sort of pushing it, you know, because there's a lot to like from Brian Schottenheimer. Like, I would love to have him on a regular basis.
His enthusiasm is great. Yeah.
You can tell he loves ball.
Yeah. Nobody would want to be like, dude, let's get Brian Schottenheimer out of the room, right?
Yeah.
Because he's just like, He's got a great personality. Talking ball with him is amazing. But still, those are the difficult questions that I think just aren't being asked in this organization. Okay, it's time for the top 10 at 420. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Hey, crack them if you got them. It's National Beer Day, baby.
Whoa.
The top 10 most popular beers in the U.S. of A. What's your go-to beer? That's next in the nation. Mm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for Woolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Training camp coverage brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. By Best Buy Windows and Siding and by Guardian Caps. This segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by the Good Feet Store and by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much, General. Happy National Beer Day to all those that are participating. Cheers, everyone. We also got What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up here, of course, what, 2 hours away? Hour away? I got my times all kind of messed up out
1 hour.
One hour.
We're going for a full 30 minutes tonight, baby.
Let's freaking do it. So I've got America's top 10 most popular beers. Rangers are back in action tonight. We'll talk with Jared Sandler coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. They're hosting the Red Sox. I did see this. Rangers next week will be making their long-awaited visit to the White House to celebrate their World Series championship. So Thursday next week, they get a day off ahead of their trip to New York and Boston. So a ceremony is expected on the South Lawn on Thursday afternoon. So we'll be able to look forward to that next week.
Yeah, that sounds fun, man. A historic trip, you know.
I always think it is weird. And we were talking about this off air, like, man, it's kind of been a while, you know? Like,
since you've been to the White House?
Well, yeah, it has. That's also true. But I will say for the Rangers, you're now over half a season removed.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
fighting and clawing to just try and have a chance to be in the playoffs. Now it's like, yeah, let's go back and reminisce on our World Series celebration.
Yeah, we could have used that maybe in the offseason.
If you're one of those players that wasn't on the team, do you have to go?
Probably not.
No, I don't think you would have
to. That's a weird deal, right?
Do you just want, okay, would you go just to see the White House?
Yeah, I would go if I have the choice.
I would like to think they're bringing a nice lunch to the table or whatever.
I don't know, man. Did you see what that time, I think Clemson visited?
Well, that was the old guy. He kind of made a mockery of it.
I think, I'm not to say that,
this is a different old guy.
I'm not to say that Chick-fil-A.
Clarification,
please. Oh, yeah, he got a bunch of McDonald's.
He McDonald's.
What's wrong with that?
What more do you want, Broadus?
I'm just saying, though.
No, you're right, Broadus. That would, if I find out that the team that I am on that I didn't win the championship with is going to the White House and it's McDonald's for lunch, I'll say thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, you love a quarter pounder with cheese.
I can thought go get you my would own say quarter pounder if I want to. I don't have to go and do whatever.
Wouldn't it be
dress
cool?
Up that,
like,
nice
kind of like a museum or kind of like a historic site.
Yeah, you
I would
to
like
say,
to go there,
and the food's free.
I think
nothing
my
beats
issue
free
would
food.
Be like when I'm done checking things out, I want to go.
Would
I don't want to be held prisoner
you steal
for like
some?
A 2 hour photo op.
Would you steal something?
No.
No.
Well, yeah.
The Secret Service is probably eyeballing you.
I'm saying, would you take some off a
record,
table?
There's
I'm
like
not
a
talking about like a vase that like the Emperor of China gave you. I'm talking about like
the Bleeding Declaration
like
of Independence.
Like a notepad.
Let's go full National Treasure here.
Like a notepad.
Yeah, like a pen from the Oval Office.
A pen. Yes. Notepad.
Yes.
What else? Something with white.
I have
deck
heard,
of cards.
I have heard the White House toilet paper is pretty incredible. I might try to snag a roll.
Well, and what better than to test it out after eating some McDonald's?
Hey, this guy over here. Him well, and the toilet paper.
I hope to use some of that in the next 24 hours or so.
Yes.
But yeah, as long as the tour guide didn't say, do not take anything.
I would ask for a pen. I would ask for a pen.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm like, could I please get a pen? I love pens.
And a stadium cup.
Oh, a stadium cup would be so cool. We were in Monte Carlo. They had these really beautiful etched glasses with the crown on them. This, the crown from Monte Carlo from the royal family. I put that thing in my tux jacket.
There you go. Wow.
I wiped it out. I just tucked it. And I'm like, and I got it through customs. So I've been known to like take stuff.
So you're a thief.
You didn't five finger discount.
I can't believe you didn't get a pen with how much you love pens.
I do love pens.
No, you
maybe take care of that after the show.
Yeah.
We got places you can go to. Did you say depends?
No.
He said depends.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I thought about it.
I can't wait. Is what? How many more hours before? Just how many more?
We got like
another 2 hours.
God,
but we can go
hours.
If you want to, you know, carry it
on. Carry on,
we'll
my wayward son.
If you want,
there'll be peace. Home run. There'll be peace when you're gone.
Just get a bunch of roundtables going with the media guys that are.
Yeah,
over there,
just sit Machota down. Hey, John Oning's out here, our good buddy.
I did meet John Oning.
Yeah,
I almost
walked right by him. He's like, "Well, Chuck, you're not going to walk right by me like this and not say hello." I'm like, "Holy crap, John Oning! I love you. Good to see you in person."
I heard he's got some pins. I'd be able to help.
He does.
Out. Yeah,
he's very open about that. Open and honest. He would never live in Texas. Only Cali weather.
Who, John?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We've had him on. He's talked about that.
Yep, he's very open about that. Okay, top 10 most popular beers in the U.S. of A on National Beer Day.
Budweiser.
We got Modelo, being Texan from the 682.
Oh, Modelo's great, yeah.
Heineken Silver from the 254.
That's a sponsor. We love them.
Free beer is always the best from
cold
the 682.
Cold and free.
We're getting love from Dos Equis, Guinness.
Oh.
Bud Ice all day, every day from the 817.
Bud Ice,
Get a third job.
What Let's was go. Your go-to back when you were just crushing 36 beers a day or even maybe more?
It was usually between 8 and 12, and I would say...
So I overshot.
Coors Light, right?
Coors Light, yeah. Shiner, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale was my favorite micro brew or craft brew, as they're called now.
So did you ever become a beer snob?
Heck yeah, I did.
Did you ever have a period where
you were
like...
Heck yeah, I did.
There was a very small period in my life when craft beer was exploding in the Northwest, in the Portland, Oregon area, where I was like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't drink that light domestic
Gabby.
Beer.
Oh, Gabby was...
I probably held that for a year or two, and then I was like, wow, that's a really bad take to have on beer. And I came around, you know, and for the rest of my beer drinking career, I was...
Were you ever one of those flight guys? Flight, you know,
beer
flight.
With
a flight?
Yeah.
You
no.
Do the flights?
No.
Because Sean did that the other day with margaritas.
Oh, he did.
A flight of margaritas.
He goes, I'm going to have a flight of margaritas.
Well, I mean,
and they brought him out there. He's like, these don't look good.
The value wasn't bad. It was probably a good amount of alcohol.
It's funny because
we had to wait on him.
A friend of mine does not drink beer very often, and he didn't know what a flight meant.
Yeah.
So we were at the restaurant bar the other day, and he goes, yeah, I'll take a flight of beer.
Oh,
and
no.
So they brought him all these different glasses.
No,
like,
no,
what the hell is going on?
No.
They had to explain to him what he ordered. It was great.
Honorable mentions. We've got Fat Tire. We've got Yuengling.
Pretty good, Amber.
Yuengling is the oldest beer in the United States.
I think it's delicious. It took forever for us to get it in Texas, but we got it now.
Pennsylvania
overrated.
Beer, I believe.
Overrated.
I think you're probably right. Yeah, overrated.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just like the long wait. I thought it was pretty good. Not that I go get it all the time. Heineken is on here as an honorable mention.
Way
Let's
overrated.
Go. What?
Yeah.
They're a sponsor, bro.
A little skunky.
Heineken. Modelo Especial.
Hmm.
Budweiser.
Is that the one that's dark, or is that the Negro?
I think
that's
you could
the
probably
same
connect.
Thing.
The Especial.
Well, the Especial is just Modelo in general. They're all Modelo Especial.
Okay, what's the one that's dark?
You said it.
Negro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's delicious. It's way better than the original.
Yep.
The bottle's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Stunning.
I actually like that gold sort of foil or whatever.
Yeah.
It gets in your way,
kinda
but,
makes
but
it feel
it's okay.
It gets in your way, but
you're
just
okay.
Know this beer has been protected.
Yeah.
It's been really cared for.
Feel
yeah.
fancy,
yeah.
feel
As
classy.
Ruben would say, love. It's got love.
He's got love.
When you go to lunch or breakfast with Ruben, he'll say, this plate's made with love.
Oh, yeah. I love sprinkling a little love on some plates. Yeah.
Got to make it with love. Last two honorable mentions, we've got Miller and then Coors Light.
Miller is a great fishing beer.
Coors Light's just an honorable mention.
Number 11.
Yeah. What about the Yellow Belly?
You know why, Dawson?
Yellow
because
belly.
You stopped drinking.
High Life. High Life was 17 on here.
Dude, they had the best bits, though. Coors Light with the mountains that turned
they
blue.
They did.
Nine years ago, Coors Light was number one, and then Dawson said, I ain't drinking anymore.
Did Coors, or was that also Budweiser, have like the horses that were playing football against each
that's
other?
That's Budweiser.
Was it the Clydesdales?
Yeah,
I thought it might have been counter advertising. They picked their own horses.
Spud McKenzie.
The beer cans were playing against each other. The Budweiser Clydesdales were a whole other deal.
Okay.
They're playing in the snow.
I liked those commercials.
I love the people all over the world, and then here comes the Coors train.
Yes.
It's like a desert. Everybody's sweating cotton mouth, and then here comes the gorgeous cold ice Coors train.
Makes it seem so good. Number 10 is Michelob Ultra.
That's kind of a... That's like
a healthier
beer. That's a 60-year-old man beer. It's like you want to pound
beers.
A lot
of young people are drinking Michelob Ultra now.
But it's got but it's a lot good. Of water. It's got a lot of water.
They're doing it because of, yeah. like, it's like Eggman
calories.
Beer.
Low calories. I get calorie. It. I've done it, too.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. But that doesn't mean it's good.
9 is Stella Artois.
That's way too low.
It's a delicious beer. I think it's a top 3 for me.
Yeah, no, why not?
Number 8
There's something about just like, yeah, can I get it? Stella. Get a Stella?
Yeah. Number 8 is Corona.
Oh, yeah.
Overrated.
Corona's very good. What? You don't think it's good?
Yeah, here's Dawson.
Baby,
again.
Will you be Jeez. My Corona in line?
I quit drinking for a reason. Ah, bad opinion.
The regular yellow beer.
But not your thing.
You know, like Pilsner's? An amber color in a beer?
I do like an amber color. Okay. You know, like a pale ale, an amber ale, mm-hmm. something like that, a little okay. flavor to it.
Number 7 is
Look,
Dos Equis.
It matches my skin.
Dos Equis is good. So
Dos
that comes
Equis
in at 7.
Is great.
We've got multiple different types of Coronas that are going to be here in the top 10. I guess they've got 3 kinds. So Corona Extra is wow. 6.
That's the
I don't know
that's
what
the
that is.
That's the regular one.
So there's Corona, there's Corona Light, and yeah. Corona Extra.
There's one called what's the other one? There's like an Especial, I think, or something.
Well, the Especial didn't make the top 10. Oh. 8 was Corona Light, 7 is Dos Equis, 6 is Corona Extra. 5 is Blue Moon, which I thought was going to be higher. I feel like people love Blue Moon.
Man, that's a...
But like, 4 is traditional yeah, Corona.
Have a fruit salad with
so
your beer.
So 4, 6, and 8 are 3 different types of Coronas. I didn't know that we were cornering the market here with
is
Corona.
So these are the most purchased beers around the world?
Yeah, just in the United States. Number 3 is Heineken. 2 is Sam Adams.
Very popular in the East.
Yeah.
1 might be a surprise.
Leinenkugel.
Guinness.
Wow. Well, man, I don't know, man.
People that's, are snapping up Guinness like that?
I will say, I'm a big Irish Car Bomb fan.
That's a,
yeah, maybe
that's,
that adds into the sales of Guinness, because
no,
you can't do a Car Bomb without a little bit of Guinness.
I know we got a lot of folks overseas that listen to us. I'm sorry, man. You hand me the Guinness, you kind of kill me.
Really?
I can't drink the Guinness. It's like drinking motor oil.
Out of a can, I don't like it. But
when
you pour it into a glass, it's fantastic.
I can't look at it. It's so dark and heavy, and I just... Oh.
Just but, drink it.
I don't know.
It's good for T levels.
Yeah.
That's for sure. If you need them to go up.
We used to say, drink Guinness for strength and try to say it with an Irish accent.
For strength.
Yeah. Yeah. Strength.
Yeah, man.
And you'd cheers to it.
Yeah, sure you would.
You want me to shoot your hammer?
Cheers.
Thank you, Woolchuck. The top 10 every afternoon.
When did you stop doing that?
420 in the G-back. Probably 35 years old or so. Okay, when we come back, Nation, we got a little bit of a Friday news dump. Chief, what's in store?
Yeah, Olympics, IHOP, and a new DFW fuel spot next year in the Nation.
Thank you, buddy. We have What You Drink and What You Thinking coming up here in about 40 minutes. There's a lot to react to in the world of sports. Rangers struggles, Cowboys camp, the U.S. men's Olympic team getting housed 4-0 against Morocco today in the quarterfinals. But in the meantime, we have a Friday news dump and an edition of Football's Finest to get to. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Shikari Richardson, my goodness, what a dominant performance to kick off her Olympic
LSU
career. Yeah, this girl
Go
is
Tigers.
We know how impressive she is.
Go Tigers.
10-9-4 she cruised in the first round at the Olympics.
Made it look easy.
She did. Yeah, she absolutely did. And my gosh, that I mean she is a physical specimen, dude. I mean just a lean, muscular machine of pure speed, and she smoked the competition there to get things started. So that's cool. It is now track time in the Olympic world, so now things start to ramp up even more. Very excited for that. Not exciting though, because there are now the complaints are starting to really file in as it comes to the no air conditioning stuff that we talked about in lead up to this. And now it's perfect because you're able to like this Italian
Pooh
swimmer.
River.
You get to crank.
That's
up.
Still a terrible answer. On
Pooh River.
You get to. Nobody wants to swim.
That's all you had to do.
You get to crank up the old excuse machine there.
I mean, imagine this: if you would just
lose.
Swam through the river quickly yesterday, briefly.
Yep.
You're enjoying AC for the next
month.
Yeah, and you may have only vomited 10 times like that one guy. And who knows what type of rash, pink eye. Listen, we've already
discussed
this.
There's no telling how many times you vomited last night.
You got short-term memory listening to what those people said about swimming through that poo river.
Yeah, but you know.
Things you can never
keep your
unseen.
Mouth closed, keep your eyes, wear goggles, swim fast, get to the edge. All we had to do was swim in it a little bit. We didn't have to, like, play water polo or anything. We just had to swim in the Pooh River for a short time to get air conditioning.
We had Death
now,
River.
Hey, don't be stopping by Gavin and my room for air conditioning,
that's
okay?
Right.
You
yes.
could sweat your big ass over there,
yeah.
you know, and not be part of, and maybe think about, hey. I should have swam at Blue River.
I should go take a dip.
Yeah.
I'm okay. You guys will be dipping your skin in calamine lotion.
Oh, no.
Nobody.
We might be checking some after effects of this.
Okay. Wolchek sweating with like his skin falling off his face. Yeah, that would have been a good feeling.
Yeah, I guess the one positive of this, it's miserable.
Give me the no AC.
They're living in the village, the Olympic Village. There's no AC. We've heard about.
How about the smell?
Terrible.
How's that
food.
Working?
I'm sure the smell's less than ideal. Cardboard beds.
Worst case scenario, Brian and I got to spend the night at the hospital.
Yep.
You know, with
worst
an
case.
IV. That's absolute worst
case. Air conditioned hospital.
With AC.
Yeah. I've never been in
nights
a hospital.
The nights are perfectly fine there. It's 60 degrees is the low.
Oh, no. You don't know what's going on there.
That is
it's
nice.
It's a you high of 83. Yeah. I think if you're from Texas, you can handle this.
Okay, go ahead.
Damn right I can handle it.
Why are we
that,
doing a story about it now?
Because you've got other sissies that aren't from Texas
what countries,
and live in 100-degree weather every day in the summer.
Eric, I'd like a little checklist of the countries complaining, please.
I do have the story.
Any of them European?
It was it was my Italian brethren.
Italy.
High-maintenance Italians.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
This guy didn't perform
Blue
the way he wanted
River.
To.
Oh, so now he's lashing out.
So now he's able to. Which is nice. You have like a little thing that you can point to. Like, man, I had no AC. I've been eating freaking. You
did
know,
he get beat by a gun guy coming out of the crowd?
I don't know about.
By
gun
the
guy.
Way, have you seen Gun Guy? He's impressive.
He's very impressive.
Yeah. My gosh, he had on a T-shirt like Chief wears, like a free one.
Yeah.
Like it said his country. It had like just the country on it, and he's just like staring it down. Everybody else looks like something out of a cyborg
Try-hard
movie.
Losers.
Yeah, and he's just like, click, 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 and I mean like right. At that target spot is amazing.
A very incredible Turkish potential hitman, 51 years old. That's
one of the
big stories from the Olympics this week for sure. And I'm glad we covered it here because we would have been remiss not to mention that throughout this week. That would have been troubling. Kyrie randomly teaching basketball to kids in Greece while on vacation. This was going to be in Biggest Sell, Biggest Dub.
Is he laughing at
these kids? Yeah, they're like on the beach, and I know he's still recovering from the hand surgery or whatever, but he's like showing them post moves and stuff on the sand, and these are like probably middle school, high school kids, and I mean, who knows? This might be the next Giannis that he is or Kostas.
Or it could be Giannis's brother.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to be Kostas. Or whoever the other one is, Thanasis. But nonetheless, I mean, can you imagine you're just hanging out on the beach and then all of a sudden you're getting tips from a pro baller like Kyrie? That's pretty dang cool.
It is.
And then I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Casey's Fuel Stop.
No.
But it's apparently a popular Midwestern retail chain fuel stop food kind of convenience store situation.
The guy owns the Browns as a fuel stop guy.
Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, he's
kind of like a knockoff Bucky's.
I think
but smaller.
I think he's Loves.
That's what I think
he's
okay.
Loves.
This is. That's what
I've
I think
heard of
this
Loves.
Is.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're the fifth largest pizza chain in the United States, and they're the third largest convenience store retailer. So Casey's is now going to be making their way into some of the southern states, including North Texas. I don't know. Gas station pizza. Maybe in the Midwest you can get by with that. I will certainly be trying it once it gets here because the pizza is apparently
of course you are.
Supposed to be incredible.
All right.
But it's hard to trust Midwest gas station pizza critics because, I mean, what are we talking about here? If this was
could
a
be
New
Chicago.
York pizza, if this was
could
a New York
Chicago.
Pizza.
Could be Detroit. Detroit, Chicago.
Could
some,
go either way.
Some well-known pizzas.
I guess maybe we should give these fancier gas stations the benefit of the doubt. I mean, Bucky's is delicious. All Subs has a pretty darn good fried burrito.
I think Racetrack's pizza's decent. You know?
Dude, Racetrack. I mean,
it could be good.
Racetrack.
All right, what's the point of the story now?
Their pizza doesn't taste or... the pizza doesn't taste as good as it looks or smells, but it does pass the test. For gas station pizza, you go in there and you're like, oh my gosh, this looks out of this world good. It
really?
It smells phenomenal. Yes, Racetrack pizza,
oh,
I'm serious.
Damn.
I'm serious. And then you eat it and you're like, okay, doesn't taste as good as it looks and smells, but it's up there.
Kind of cardboardy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Apparently the breakfast pizza is the bee's knees at this Casey's.
That's what I think might be the move for Dawson when he really wants to clean the pipes.
Let's go. All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation. 3 hours down, 90 minutes to go. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30 as they host the Red Sox tonight. Thank you, buddy. We have What You Drink and What You Thinking coming up here in about 40 minutes. There's a lot to react to in the world of sports. Rangers struggles, Cowboys camp, the U.S. men's Olympic team getting housed 4-0 against Morocco today in the quarterfinals. But in the meantime, we have a Friday news dump and an edition of Football's Finest to get to. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Shikari Richardson, my goodness, what a dominant performance to kick off her Olympic
LSU
career. Yeah, this girl
Go
is
Tigers.
We know how impressive she is.
Go Tigers.
10-9-4 she cruised in the first round at the Olympics.
Made it look easy.
She did. Yeah, she absolutely did. And my gosh, that I mean she is a physical specimen, dude. I mean just a lean, muscular machine of pure speed, and she smoked the competition there to get things started. So that's cool. It is now track time in the Olympic world, so now things start to ramp up even more. Very excited for that. Not exciting though, because there are now the complaints are starting to really file in as it comes to the no air conditioning stuff that we talked about in lead up to this. And now it's perfect because you're able to like this Italian
Pooh
swimmer.
River.
You get to crank.
That's
up.
Still a terrible answer.
Pooh River.
You get to. Nobody wants to swim.
That's all
poo.
You had to do.
You get to crank up the old excuse machine there.
I mean, imagine this: if you
when
had
you
just
lose.
Swam through the river quickly yesterday, briefly.
Yep.
You're enjoying AC for the next
month.
Yeah, and you may have only vomited 10 times like that one guy, and who knows what type of rash, pink eye. Listen, we've already
there's no
this.
Telling how many times you vomited last night.
You got short term memory. Listening to what those people said about swimming through that poo river.
Yeah, but you know,
things you can never
keep your
unseen.
Mouth closed, keep your eyes, wear goggles, swim fast, get to the edge. All we had to do was swim in it a little bit. We didn't have to like play water polo or anything. We just had to swim in the poo river for a short time to get air conditioning.
We had death in
now,
the river.
Hey, don't be stopping
thing.
By Gavin and my room for air conditioning.
That's
okay,
right.
You
yes.
could sweat your big ass over there.
Yeah,
you know. And not be part of, and maybe think about, hey, I should have swam in Blue River.
I should go take a dip.
Yeah.
I'm okay. You guys will be dipping your skin in Calamine lotion.
Oh, no. Nobody.
Well, I'm not going to be.
Wolchek sweating with like his skin falling off his face. Yeah, that would have been a good feeling.
Yeah, I guess the one positive of this, it's miserable.
Give me the no AC.
They're living in the village, the Olympic village. There's no AC. We've heard about.
How about the smell?
Terrible.
How's that
food.
Working?
I'm sure the smell's less than ideal. Cardboard beds.
Worst case scenario, Brian and I got to spend the night at the hospital.
Yep.
You know, with
worst
an
case.
IV. That's absolutely worst
air conditioned
case
hospital
with AC.
To,
thank
with
you.
AC, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been in
nights
a hot.
The nights are perfectly fine there. It's 60 degrees is the low.
Oh no, you don't know what's going on there.
That is
it's
nice.
An, a you high of 83. Yeah. I think if you're from Texas, you can handle this.
Okay, go
well,
ahead.
You're damn right, I can handle it.
Why are
that,
we doing a story about it now?
Because you've got other sissies that aren't from Texas and live in 100-degree weather
me.
Every day in the
Eric,
summer.
Eric, I'd like a little checklist of the countries complaining, please.
I do have the story.
Any
I
of them European?
It was it was my Italian brethren.
Italy.
High-maintenance Italians.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
This guy didn't perform
Pooh
the way he wanted
River.
To.
Oh, so now he's lashing out.
So now he's able to. Which is nice. You have like a little thing that you can point to. Like, man, I had no AC. I've been eating freaking.
Did
know,
he get beat by a gun guy coming out of the crowd?
I don't know about.
By
gun
the way,
guy.
Have you seen Gun Guy? He's impressive.
He's very impressive.
Yeah. My gosh, he had on a T-shirt like Chief wears, like a free one.
Yeah.
Like it said his country. It had like just the country on it, and he's just like staring it down. Everybody else looks like something out of a cyborg
try-hard
movie.
Losers.
Yeah, and he's just like, click, 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 and I mean like right. At that target spot. It is amazing.
A very incredible Turkish potential hitman, 51 years old. That's one of the big stories from the Olympics this week for sure. And I'm glad we covered it here because we would have been remiss not to mention that throughout this week. That would have been troubling. Kyrie randomly teaching basketball to kids in Greece while on vacation. This was going to be in Biggest Sell, Biggest Dub.
Is he laughing at
him? Kids. Yeah, they're like on the beach, and I know he's still recovering from the hand surgery or whatever, but he's like showing them post moves and stuff on the sand, and these are like probably middle school, high school kids, and I mean, who knows? This might be the next Giannis that he is, or Kostas.
Or it could be Giannis's brother.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to be Kostas or whoever the other one is, Thanasis. But nonetheless, I mean, can you imagine you're just hanging out on the beach and then all of a sudden you're getting tips from a pro baller like Kyrie? That's pretty dang cool.
It is.
And then I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Casey's Fuel Stop.
No.
But it's apparently a popular Midwestern retail chain, fuel stop, food kind of convenience store situation.
The guy owns the Browns is a fuel stop guy.
Haslam? Jimmy Haslam?
Yeah, he's
kind of like a knockoff Buc-ee's, but smaller.
I think he's Loves.
That's what I think this is.
I've heard of Loves. I've seen those.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're the fifth largest pizza chain in the United States, and they're the third largest convenience store retailer. So Casey's is now going to be making their way into some of the southern states, including North Texas. I don't know. Gas station pizza, maybe in the Midwest, you can get by with that. I will certainly be trying it once it gets here, because the pizza is apparently,
of course you are,
supposed to be incredible.
All right.
But it's hard to trust Midwest gas station pizza critics. Because, I mean, what are we talking about here? If this
could
was a
New Chicago.
York pizza, if this was
could
a New
Chicago.
York pizza.
Could be Detroit. Detroit, Chicago.
Could go either way.
Some well-known pizzas.
I guess maybe we should give these fancier gas stations the benefit of the doubt. I mean, Buc-ee's is delicious. All Subs has a pretty darn good fried burrito.
I think Racetrack's pizza's decent. You know?
Dude, Racetrack. I mean,
it could be good.
Racetrack.
All right, what's the point of the story now?
Their pizza doesn't taste or... the pizza doesn't taste as good as it looks or smells, but it does pass the test. For gas station pizza, you go in there and you're like, oh my gosh, this looks out of this world good.
It
smells phenomenal. Yes, Racetrack pizza,
oh,
I'm serious.
Damn.
I'm serious. And then you eat it and you're like, okay, doesn't taste as good as it looks and smells, but
cardboard-y?
It's up there.
Kind of cardboardy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Apparently the breakfast pizza is the bee's knees at this Casey's.
That's what I think might be the move for Dawson when he really wants to clean the pipes.
Let's go. All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation. 3 hours down, 90 minutes to go. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30 as they host the Red Sox tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.